Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're looking at a technical breakthrough that has some genuinely big implications for your business.
And it's one of those stories where the market completely misread what actually happened.
The article is called Google's TurboQuant Makes AI 6 times Cheaper, What It Means for Your Business, and it's by Brett Allegre Wood on the Anabu AI blog.
6 times cheaper. That's not a rounding error.
It really isn't. So let's start with what TurboQuant actually is, because you don't need to be technical to understand why it matters.
Right, and I'll admit, when I first saw the headline, I thought, great, another thing I need to learn.
Fair. So when you're talking to an AI, the system maintains what's called a key value cache. Think of it as the AI's short-term memory. It's what lets the system hold context, remember what you said a few exchanges back, respond quickly.
So it's not just the AI thinking, it's the AI remembering the conversation.
Exactly. And that memory is expensive. It's one of the biggest cost drivers in running AI at scale. TurboQuant compresses that cache. Brett describes it like zipping a file on your computer. Same information, fraction of the space, output quality doesn't suffer.
And the result is a 6-fold reduction in memory requirements.
6-fold, which is the kind of efficiency gain that reprices an entire industry.
So what happened when Google announced this?
The market panicked. Share prices for Samsung, SK Hynix, and Micron fell sharply, billions wiped off in a single trading session.
Because the logic was AI needs less memory, so fewer chips get sold.
Right. And Brett's argument is that reaction completely misreads how technology adoption works.
Which is the really interesting part of this article, because the market panic makes a kind of surface-level sense, doesn't it? Less memory needed, less stuff to buy.
It makes sense if you think in a straight line, but technology doesn't work that way. Brett gives 3 clean historical examples. Cars got more fuel efficient. Did people drive less?
No, they drove more and drove further.
Data storage costs collapsed in the early 2000s. Did we store less data?
We stored exponentially more. That's when streaming video was born, cloud computing.
Mobile calls got cheap. Did call volumes drop?
They rose, and then phones became the center of daily life.
Same pattern every time. Make something cheaper, and you don't shrink the market. You expand it dramatically. The businesses that couldn't afford to play before suddenly can.
Which brings us to small and medium businesses, because the honest answer for a lot of owners has been, AI is too expensive for a business like mine, and that was a legitimate position.
Brett is quite direct about this. He says it was a rational response then, it is not rational now.
I like the way he frames it. He calls the too expensive argument a blindfold, not a shield anymore, a blindfold.
Because blindfolds have consequences. The cost barrier is crumbling, his words, not in 2 years, not in 5, now.
So what are the practical questions businesses should be asking? Because that's where the article gets really useful.
Brett lists the questions the sharper operators are already asking. How do we use affordable AI to automate our most time-consuming internal processes? How do we analyze customer data and find the sales opportunities we've been missing? How do we build AI-powered support that augments our team's capacity and delivers 24/7 help without adding headcount?
And these are now questions, not future questions.
That's his exact point. Every meeting you hold debating the pros and cons without making a decision is a meeting your competitors aren't having because they're too busy implementing.
That one stings a bit.
It should. There's also a regulatory angle worth flagging. The FCA in the UK is already using AI to speed up its own regulatory processes and is expanding what Brett calls a supercharged sandbox, a testing environment designed specifically for AI-driven financial products. Governments are trying to encourage adoption and manage risk at the same time. The rules are changing fast.
So whether you're operating under the FCA, ASIC, or another body, staying across what's happening in your jurisdiction is a basic business requirement right now.
Not optional, and it's moving quickly.
All right, what does Brett say to actually do this week?
Go back through every AI idea you've shelved because it seemed too expensive or too complicated. Look at it again with a 6 times cheaper cost assumption. What becomes viable that didn't before? Start with the one that would have the biggest impact on your bottom line or your customer experience.
That's a genuinely useful reframe. And the second thing is, pick one specific problem and solve it. Not everything at once. A time-consuming internal process, a customer support bottleneck, a data task you're running manually. Get a quick win, build momentum from there.
And the third one is the one I think gets overlooked. Bring your team in. They need to understand why this matters, and they need explicit permission to experiment.
Brett makes the point that the businesses that do well in the AI era won't necessarily be the ones with the biggest budgets. They'll be the ones with the most adaptable, curious teams. A 20-person business can absolutely compete on that.
For me, the single thing I take away this week is that reappraisal of shelved ideas. Sit down and go through them. The economics have changed.
Mine is get one thing running. Not a plan, not a meeting about a plan. One working AI solution, however small. That's what builds real confidence.
The full oracle is at anabu.ai. Worth reading. There's more depth on the regulatory section in particular. And if you want this working in your own business, you can book a free AI audit there too.
Good place to start. See you next time.